Sword Summer, written by Katie Cross and Derek Allen Sidaway, narrated by Katie Cross. Chapter 1. Late spring swathed the Wolfmoors in verdant blankets of wildflowers and grass. Astrid sat in a sunbeam, smiling at the sky. The last smudges of snow melted days before, giving way to scrub oak and trailing ivy vines. Herds of elk and bison speckled distant meadows from the hilltops, and the howls of newborn Amarak pups filled the nights. She swayed on the back of the powerful Amarak wolf, Atka, since she'd returned from the filthy village of Drakby, where she defeated King Oscar and ran from Princess Rosamond. Atka's muscular frame had filled out again. A predator's light filled his eyes, and his gray coat rippled with a healthy sheen. Atka was her mother's old companion. He had morphed into a wolf half his age. Her own wolf, Mara, padded along their side with her tongue out, smiling wide. It took her twice as many steps to keep up. She, too, had added a great amount of size in the year since Drakby. She doubled her height and filled out through the shoulders and legs, but resembled a regular timber wolf instead of a massive Amarak. Other giant wolves and their riders, the Ulfsark, surrounded Astrid on all sides. A council of war would gather soon, with other Ulfsark tribes and delegates from Auckland attending. This hunting pack sought fresh meat for the council. "So," drawled a familiar feminine voice from Astrid's left, "who's excited to see the bard again?" Astrid frowned. Her best friend, Freydis, laughed harder. Mention of the handsome bard that Astrid had befriended while in Drakby wasn't unexpected. Freydis loved to tease her, but she hadn't thought of him while hunting. At least, that's what she told herself. Inside, her anticipation at seeing Ewan again simmered like a pot of water about to boil. Of course, she'd never admit her excitement out loud. Not to Freydis, of all the Skolvarg.
Don't lie to me. Freydis wagged a finger. I saw the sparks between the two of you. It's been a whole year since you last saw him. At the very least, you must be curious what he looks like now, right? He's bound to have changed in all that time.
We both have.
Exactly, Freydis squealed. Which only makes it more exciting. He was so handsome before. Can you imagine after a year?
She whistled long and low. Astrid tried to calm the flutters in her stomach. Yes, she'd thought of it before, but fleetingly. She didn't let the thoughts linger or else she'd get distracted. Atka worked hard to train Mara on being a good Amarak wolf. Though Mara would never be a full Amarak, she'd been gifted the mental and emotional connection to her rider that other Amaraks enjoyed, necessitating some training. It required both of them to focus. Movement ahead drew Astrid out of her thoughts. She straightened to see better, her legs tightening around the broad expanse of Atka's shoulders. Mara's nose popped into the air.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?